Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katrina Blad. Parasha Tazria, She Will Conceive. Week 27, 7th Aliyah. These are the regulations concerning contamination by mildew in woolen or linen clothing, woven or knitted material, or any leather article, for pronouncing them clean or unclean. Leviticus 13, verse 59. Why does the Torah speak so much about tzara'at? The Torah deals a lot with the plague of tzara'at. According to my understanding, none of the diseases known in the world today have these symptoms as the Torah describes. However, we have several examples in the scriptures of people who had the disease. Some of them were healed, especially by a rabbi. All these cases have something in common. In example, they happen in a time when the Eternal's dwelling was among them. In other words, when the tabernacle or any of the two temples were standing. This teaches us that the Eternal's presence is like a double-edged sword. On the one hand, His presence heals all our diseases, but on the other hand, more faithfulness is required from the people, and especially among the leaders, to prevent diseases and plagues from coming upon us. The Torah uses quite an amount of text dealing with this disease because it could be manifested in many ways in human beings and in objects close to man, so every case had to be explained in detail. Besides, it seemed to be infectious, and therefore it was more important to be very meticulous with its removal so it wouldn't affect others. Deuteronomy 24, verse 8. Furthermore, by comparing this plague to sin, we learn to be meticulous with sin in our souls to stop it from growing, doing everything possible to eliminate it and pulling it out from the root. In order to do that, we need to cry out to heaven for help, because men are not able to pull out their sin without help from above. We also learn that the Eternal is very interested in this plague because He devotes a large amount of text in His book to deal with this issue. This fact also holds a great messianic secret. That's why, in Jewish tradition, the Messiah is also called the leper. Blessings and Shalom.